Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. And yes, Stop in the Name of Love, The Supremes. Number one hit single, 1965, on this day, March the 27th in history. Happy birthday, Dinky. That's my sister. It's her birthday today. Just thought I'd throw that out there since that's also a day in history. A lot of the interesting things happen this day in history. There's an interesting juxtaposition. We're watching what's going on in Russia right now with Ukraine and that battle in between. Well, on this day in 1854, the Crimean War started where the Brits, the United Kingdom, declared war on Russia. They fought to open up Crimea, which was part of Russia and has always been part of Russia. This is always, which is interesting, not taking a position, just saying that historical fact. And this is also the day in 1958 that Nikita Khrushchev became the premier of the Soviet Union on this day in 1958. And he's the one in a drunken stupor who moved Crimea from Russia to the Ukraine on a map because he was had a bit too much vodka and laid it out there. So that's how all this began. So just
you got to watch the vodka.
You got to watch the vodka, says Dr. Lawrence Brown. So I thought I'd throw that little historical tidbit out for us all today. On this day in 1861, 100 years before the Freedom Rides, the fight for a ride took place in Charleston, South Carolina, during slavery, just before the Civil War started, on this day in history. On May the 1st, the Charleston Railway Company said that was forced to guarantee a right for all persons to ride the streetcar. So free blacks started this movement on this day in Charleston to say we have a right to ride the streetcars. And in the midst of slavery, on this day in 1886, Geronimo finally surrendered to the U.S. Army, the war that they fought. The United States could never kind of beat him, but they pushed them back and back and back. And he is kind of one of the great heroes to many people in the world. And on this day, they surrendered to the United States. This is the first day that a fingerprint was taken in 1909. It was used to solve a murder case by Scotland Yard in 19. They started the world's first fingerprint bureau was founded in Scotland Yard, but it was this day that evidence was first used in a case. And actually, it's interesting that we don't realize that actually the first fingerprint bureau ever started was in India in 1897. Just a little tidbit for the day. And on this day was the beginning of the eruptions on Mount St. Helens, which ended up killing 57 people. And when it exploded in the state of Washington. We are going to leave it there. Are we going to leave it there today? Yes, we are going to leave it there today because we want to jump into this conversation with our guests. And if you want to find out more about what happened on this day, March the 27th, just go to our website at steinershow.org. We'll have all the links there. And the music will be playing in honor of the music and artists who were born, died, or launched their music on this day. We'll be right back with our guests. Stay with us.
Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I get misty just holding your hand.